I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Donald Trump has selected Ohio Senator J.D. Vance as his running mate. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani has more.
Picking a one-time critic who became a loyal ally and is now the first millennial to join a major party ticket. Vance was elected to Senate in 2022, during which he landed Trump's coveted endorsement and rode it to victory in a crowded Republican primary. Here's Vance speaking to reporters in 2022 after his win.
I have absolutely got to thank the 45th. The President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, ladies and gentlemen.
But the 39-year-old is largely untested in national politics and is joining the Trump ticket at an extraordinary moment. Vance himself has faced criticism in the wake of an attempted assassination of Trump for a post on X that suggested President Joe Biden was to blame for the violence. Law enforcement has not yet specified a motivation for the shooting. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Republican Party on Monday officially nominated former President Donald Trump to run again for the White House at the start of the party's national convention in Milwaukee. Donald Trump's son, Eric, represented the state of Florida.
We hereby nominate every single one of them for the greatest president that's ever lived, and that's Donald J. Trump. Hereby declaring him the Republican nominee for President of the United States of America.
Trump is due to formally accept the party's nomination in a primetime address on Thursday and will challenge Democratic President Joe Biden in the November 5th election. In the wake of the assassination attempt, Trump said he is revising his acceptance speech to emphasize national unity rather than highlighting his differences with Biden. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A federal judge in Florida has thrown out the classified documents case of former President Donald Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Trump's lawyers had asked Judge Eileen Cannon to throw out the case, arguing special counsel Jack Smith was illegally appointed. Cannon, a Trump appointee, agreed. It's a stunning and abrupt end to a prosecution that had been seen from the start as the most perilous of all the legal threats Trump faced. Since the attempted killing of the ex-president, some Republicans have blamed President Biden and demanded prosecutors drop all four criminal cases against Trump, including one in which he's been convicted. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
President Joe Biden has ordered the U.S. Secret Service to protect independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. after the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. Kennedy is a huge long shot to win Electoral College votes, much less the presidency. But his campaign events have drawn large crowds of supporters and people interested in his message. The Secret Service is legally required to protect major party presidential and vice presidential candidates and their families 120 days out from a general election, but third-party candidates are treated on an as-needed basis. Scientists have confirmed a cave on the moon that could be used to shelter future explorers. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
In the 1969 moonwalk,
much of the high desert of the United States,
Neil Armstrong described the surface of the moon. And now a research team from Italy has found evidence of a sizable cave located at the Sea of Tranquility. It's about 250 miles from where Apollo 11 landed. The scientists say the pit was created by the collapse of a lava tube. And they estimate it's 130 feet wide and 10 yards long. They also think there are hundreds more caves and tunnels like it, which probably could be used to house future visitors to the moon. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Officials say a suicide bomber has detonated his explosives-laden vehicle and some other insurgents opened fire near the outer wall of a military facility in northwestern Pakistan, killing at least four soldiers and wounding dozens. There was no immediate comment from the military about the early Monday attack that happened in Banu, a city in the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province bordering Afghanistan. However, two local security officials said all five attacks had been killed. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but the suspicion is likely to fall on the Pakistani Taliban, who have stepped up attacks on security forces in recent months. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope.